This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. You are locked in a dark room with a dozen strangers and one hungry zombie. Maybe you're all in an underground tunnel and quickly running out of oxygen. All the doors are locked and you're running out of time. You may feel like you're trapped inside of a video game, but it's real life and you paid for it. Welcome to the escape room experience. They're popping up from LA to Sydney and, as we'll soon hear, in New Hampshire. Television viewers can watch this game to survive beginning this month on the Science Channel's Race to Escape. Rick Paulus wrote about the new series and the rise of escape rooms for Pacific Standard Magazine. And Rick, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia.
What are escape room games and how did they start?
Well, it kind of runs the gamut right now. There's escape room games can be anything that a handful of people enter some room that has been made that are just filled with puzzles that the contestants usually have to work together, and they just have to go through puzzle by puzzle in order to get out. And sometimes, as you mentioned, there's usually a time limit associated with them. Usually it's about an hour or so. And sometimes it's just a ticking clock in the corner of the room, and other times it's a zombie that slowly gets their chain increasingly lengthened as they get closer and closer to the contestants.
You write that they started popping up around 2006 and 2007. What do you think was behind that?
Yeah, it's tough to point exactly to who sort of gets the claim as being like the one innovator behind it. There was definitely an escape room out in Silicon Valley, and there were some out in, I believe, China. And as far as why it happened, everyone's kind of, part of my central thesis was that people were going to say that it was because of internet usage and people looking for more of a real life thing, but no one really agreed with that. And so it was more people were just saying, you know, this is like the next step of entertainment. You have Blu-ray and you have like high definition and you have 3D. And so the next step in that evolution is just what makes things more real. And there's nothing more real than real life.
Yeah, I also think of adventure games, you know, Tough Mudder, you know, the kind of extreme situations that people put themselves in to test their, I guess, survival instincts.
Yeah, there's definitely some through lines from that, too.
Well, they're rapidly becoming a trend and have hit the mainstream with a new series coming up on the Science Channel, which surprised me. I mean, it sounds like one of those extreme survivalist shows that you might see on TLC. Why the Science Channel?
Well, one of the most interesting things about this was when I was speaking to the creator of that show, he was very enthusiastic about not necessarily the escape room aspect of it as much as the psychological interactions between the contestants. Sort of what the hook of that show is that instead of going into a room with your friends, you've gone in with three total. So two strangers, you and two strangers. And kind of watching and examining how those strangers interact with one another in order to form teams and to kind of see who becomes the leader and who becomes the followers and that type of thing. Where the game came from for him was during the New York blackout of the early 2000s, I forget exactly the year, and kind of how people were thrust into this environment where they were forced to take on roles that they didn't always necessarily have in their sort of everyday, day-to-day life. And so I think that for him, the most interesting thing, and I'm sure for the viewers it will be too, is just the like seeing somebody who talks sort of brashly and that, you know, I can kind of lead everyone, don't worry about it, I'll get in there and do fine. And then once the timer starts ticking down and the money starts decreasing as far as what you could win, and they kind of, you know, maybe all of a sudden aren't just the leaders that they thought they were.
Well, Rick, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Rick Paulus writes the sociological imagination column for Pacific Standard, and we found his article, The Rise of Escape Room Games, there. You can find a link to read his article on escape rooms at wordofmouthradio.org.